The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. From verse 8 in the 7th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, we hear this: "For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." The title of the devotion is Authority. First, it is drilled into them. Then, it becomes part of everyday life. Within the ranks of the military, authority counts. It makes no difference if the command is issued by someone 2 feet away or 2,000 miles. Legitimate authority produces results. That's true in the U.S. Armed Forces of the day, and it was true in the Roman legions 2 millennia ago. Jesus was a witness to it. The soldier was a centurion. He commanded about 100 troops. That he was a Roman centurion tells us he was part of an effective and polished military power. That he was in the land of Jesus means he was deployed to one of the troubled backwaters of the Roman Empire. Here he would pay a warrior's tribute to his superior officer. Here he showed the world what it means that Jesus of Nazareth is Lord. His servant was on the verge of death. He sent local religious leaders to beg help from the well-known Jewish miracle worker in his AO, area of operations. Yet, when Jesus set off to provide that help, the centurion stopped him with the surprising words, "Lord, don't trouble yourself." It's not that he changed his mind. It's not that he doubted Jesus could help. Actually, this soldier was so convinced that Jesus did have authority over life and death that he knew Jesus would not have to be physically present to save the servant's life. His message was, "Lord, don't trouble yourself." And he went on, "For I do not deserve to have you come under my roof." He explained how authority worked when he told a soldier, "Go," or "Come," or "Do this." Astonishing. There must be more to the story, and there is. The people the centurion had sent to Jesus told him, "This man deserves to have you do this." They explained why. "Because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." Amazing. He was a Gentile, not a Jew. At this time in history, Romans worshipped heathen gods if they recognized any god at all. Moreover, Roman troops generally had little regard for the people who lived under their military fist. This soldier was different. This soldier loved these people and built a synagogue for them. He knew about Jesus. He addressed him with the respectful title, Lord. Since Jesus was using Capernaum as his home base after the citizens of Nazareth tried to kill him, it does not surprise us that this Roman officer knew about the one who stirred the crowds with his teaching and miracles. What does surprise us is what Jesus said about him. I tell you, I've not found such great faith even in Israel. This soldier had placed his faith in Jesus. It was proven valid. We hear, then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. Luke 7, 9 and 10. The prophets had said that even Gentiles would come to bow down before the Messiah. What was often scoffed at was fulfilled not only by the wise men, but by the soldier. Not only by the soldier, but by us. We believe him when he tells us our salvation is completed with the words from the cross, "It is finished." We do not need to see him do it to believe it. His words have the authority to make it so. We pray, Savior Jesus, too often we doubt your power and your love. Too often we want to see you act with our own eyes. We easily forget the words you spoke to doubting Thomas. Blessed are those who've not seen and yet have believed. Holy Spirit, give us the faith of that Roman soldier. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.